Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least two demonstrators reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran. President Trump has denounced the Iranian government amid the demonstration. Using excerpts from a speech he delivered at the UN in September, Mr. Trump criticized the Iranian government on Twitter, charging it has long oppressed its people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
Protesters are upset Iran has unemployment at 12.4%, a stagnant economy and rampant inflation, and continues to spend money to deploy Iranian troops to Syria. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security and for promoting peace and stability in Afghanistan. Afghanistan insists the barrier would add to problems of divided families on both sides. Islamabad rejects Afghan objections. Russian news outlet Interfax is reportedly in that the suspect in the St. Petersburg bombing has been arrested. The blast came from a homemade bomb, injured at least 13 people. The militant group Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin says it's an act of terrorism. This is VOA News. Turkey hosting the largest number of refugees in the world, and 3 million of them are Syrians, most of them in towns and cities across the country. But this year, a series of clashes between Turks and Syrians could be a sign the time that Turks' patience is running out. Dorian Jones reports.
Early this year, Istanbul witnessed unprecedented violence against Syrian refugees after they were blamed for the death of a Turkish youth. In Istanbul's Esinler district, which is home to about 500,000 people, almost one-fifth are Syrian refugees. It's one of the poorest areas of the city. Local elected representatives like Mustafa Güven are on the front line of coping with the strains of a large refugee population. Güven says the recent clashes are a worrying sign.
Öcü değil yani. Bunlara yardımcı oluyor. Elinden geldiği kadar ekmeğini paylaşıyor.
The people of the Republic of Turkey are not monsters. They help Syrians as much as they can. They share their bread with them. Those Syrians who don't appreciate this are in the wrong. Of course, we see disputes and conflicts among the youth, but Syrians should be quieter. They are in a foreign country, after all, a country that gave them refuge.
Dorian Jones reporting. Associated Press reports the first month of President Trump's term in office, he sent an American scholar to meet with North Korean officials and relay a message of hope. Now Mr. Trump has criticized China for facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of UN Security Council sanctions. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. UN Security Council last week imposed new sanctions designed to limit North Korea's access to oil in response to the country's recent long-range missile test. Members of a Bronx community in the U.S. city of New York lit candles, prayed, and released balloons into the air to honor victims of an apartment building fire. Richie Torres was one of the many who attended the vigil.
My message to everyone here was that let's make sure that the lives here were not lost in vain, and that we do everything we can to further fire safety and ensure that whatever lives were lost now means that lives can be saved in the future. But it just devastates me to think that there are children and that there's a baby who will never get to enjoy the things that all of us take for granted. And that's the tragedy to me.
The New York Police Department says children aged 1, 2, and 7, as well as a boy whose age was unknown, died along with 4 men and 4 women. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.